Well, hey, everybody, what is happening? Welcome back to the Marley Williams podcast, where this week I am hanging out with Joyce Stetch, who is an incredible life coach, mentor, and guide. She calls herself the Inner Treasure Activator. And this week we're really talking about how to really own who you are 100% of the time. Know who you are, own who you are, celebrate who you are, appreciate who you are. Full out. So I am really stoked. This is an epic conversation. Super excited to dive in with you. But before we do, a quick reminder that there are just a few spots left for the upcoming retreat in Bend, Oregon, May 15th through 19th, where I will be guiding people through creating, designing, leading their own transformational retreat in this epic house. Delicious food, amazing humans. My good friend Lisette King is going to help you break through the BS that's holding you back from taking that bold, inspired action to create the retreat of your dreams. So, if that sounds like something you're interested in, check out the link in the show notes, send me a DM, reach out to me. Let's make some magic happen together, my friends. So, let's dive into our conversation this week with Joyce Stetch on helping you own who you are. 100%. Let's go. Hey everyone, what's happening? I am super stoked to welcome you to the Marley Williams podcast, where we will explore authentic leadership, transformational facilitation, and how to create epic experiences for your audiences every single time. I am your host, Marley Williams, bringing you thought-provoking insights, expert interviews, and actionable strategies to unlock your potential as a leader, facilitator, and speaker. Thank you for joining me on this journey of growth, transformation, and impact. Let's lead together. The Marley Williams podcast begins now. Let's dive in. All right, everybody. I would love to welcome you back to the Marley Williams podcast, where today I'm hanging out with my friend Joyce Stetch, who I met at an amazing event here in Portland called POWER, which stands for the Portland, Oregon Women Entrepreneur Roundtable. We jammed, we connected, we had vibes. So here she is today on the podcast, sharing some magic, sharing some love, sharing her energy with all of you. So Joyce, thank you so much for being here. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me too. So we took on some energy. Let's just, feel the love, feel the love. It's coming your way.
Feel the love.
Yeah. I mean, and it was wonderful. If I could share, like, meeting you at the POWER was amazing to watch you work. So thank you for having me on here. And hopefully someone out there will go like, hey, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So the invitation with these podcasts, right, is always to really lean in and listen for the golden nuggets. And every podcast has golden nuggets, and your nuggets might be different than somebody else's, right? So it's kind of like listening for what it is that you need to hear today, what it is that you need to hear right now. And I'm really excited to dive into this conversation around, like, helping people own 100% of who they are in the world. And what that means, what that looks like, what that sounds like, how to help people on that journey. And before we dive in, I would love for you to take an opportunity to just share with the crew kind of just a little bit more about you, who you are, what you're up to in the world. I know you've been doing this work for a long time. And yeah, so give people a little bit of the lay of the land and a little bit of your background as we dive into our time together today.
Okay, not to bore anybody with this, and I don't want to go into all kinds of areas, but it's been an interesting life and an adventure. I hate when people are like, you've been doing it for how many years? How freaking old are you? Like, I'm old. I'm really old, okay? And that's cool because I love what I do and I love who I am, right? I've come to my roots of many things, right? So I kind of like to do a career for like 12 years, reach the peak, and then go, okay, that was good. Let's go to the next one. And people will go like, well, you jump around, but every single piece leads to the other piece. And you're like, a lot of my stuff that I talk about is your missing pieces. You know, we're always looking for, like, what's that piece? You know, sometimes like you're so close, but you almost taste it, that song, right? So close, I can almost taste it. But like, how can we get there? Can we actually taste it? And my answer is yes. So my work is involved. I did martial arts and I still do for over 30 years. I had a dojo. I had several dojos, actually. One time, five. That's insane. But then had the real teaching. Yes, the old Okinawan. And for a woman and for an American to be accepted the way it was and be taught what I was taught, it's pretty cool stuff. And, you know, it's really cool because it has to do with the meridians, Chinese acupuncture, all that stuff comes into play. So people go, well, how did you get into the healing business? It's like, well, you know, I could touch that space one way, it heals you. And the other way, you're pretty screwed. And if you go to a doctor, it doesn't really show up because it's energy. People think that's crazy, but really, it's basically quantum physics. Like, who wants to hear that? But it's quantum physics, right? And it's body physics. That's the coolest thing. I wish I had somebody here because, you know, you have somebody who's 6'4" and you go like this and they fall on the floor and they think, oh, they made that up. Like, no, it's knowing exactly where to touch because the energy is running through. It cuts off the circuit. It's just like knowing what circuit to cut off in your house. So if you don't think that's interesting, I don't know what is because I find it fascinating. And every day you learn something else, right? Isn't that like life? It's, you know, if you're not learning, like I said, the day I stop learning is the day you don't want me as a teacher anymore because it's over.
Yeah, I love that. And I love how important that is as, you know, coaches and leaders and speakers of we're sharing our knowledge with other people. A lot of people listening to this podcast are lifelong learners, right? And we can get into the certification trap where we let the learning get in the way of the leading. And I think, you know, just hearing you share that of like how important both are to be kind of a student and a teacher all at the same time, that we can teach the things that we learn and we can keep, like, I will always be learning how to be a better speaker and a better coach and a better facilitator. And I will always go to trainings and workshops, but it doesn't mean that I'm not doing it right now. Knowing that there's always someone in this moment that I can support, that I can help. And there's always room for improvement. And that's what's fun about this. It's not about, there is no like end goal. Like now I'm a guru sitting on the top of a mountain with nothing to learn. I will always be learning. And I love that, you know, and I think that's just really important for people to hear who's like, oh, once I get the certification, then I'll become a teacher or a coach or a mentor. And I'm not saying that that isn't, you know, there is our trainings and certifications that are really valuable, but it's not letting that get in the way of you serving people and helping people right now with what you already have. So,
I mean, this is dojo stuff, you know, so a dojo is a training facility, but that's the whole point of a dojo. And people think it's all to learn people to be, no, it's about learning about you. And so, you know, they would call me sensei. What a sensei is one who has gone before. And I would tell people, look, the only reason I can help you is because I've been down this road. And I'm not saying it's the way. I'm saying it is a way because I'm still here. So I'm not telling you it's a way. So I could lead you. And also the other thing, you brought up a real good point, is to me, you know, it's not like I'll ask you, like, I will never ask you to do something, one, I myself have not done, or I'm willing to do it with you, because then I'm not doing crap. I'm really not helping you at all. That's bullshit. Excuse my language, but it is. And do people need more stuff from the outside? See, I don't believe you need more information from the outside. I see everyone as a thing of toothpaste. I just want to squeeze everything that you have to come out. And I know you do the same thing. I know you do, right? Because I said, you're just toothpaste to me. And people go, what the hell does that mean? I go like, no, because you already have it. You already have it. You just need to realize you've got it because everybody's got a toolbox, right? Everybody's got tools in a toolbox for whatever their purpose is.
Exactly. And I think that, you know, that coming alongside element of being a coach, a mentor, a guide, a sensei, it's like the one who's gone before, you know, you don't have to figure this all out on your own. And I think that really amazing coaches and mentors do exactly what you just said, is they help people connect and tap into their own innate knowledge and wisdom. And if anyone ever says, this is the way and the only way, peace out, Girl Scout. Later, skater, right? And to say, like, this is a way. Give it a go. Let's try it out. And, you know, everything is a giant experiment. And, you know, here's a path or a trail to take. Let's try it out and see if it resonates with you. You know, and I think everyone right now with this like instant gratification, we all want the silver bullet, the blue pill, the thing that's like, what's the thing? What, and like, what's the missing piece of everyone's kind of walking around asking this question? I did all the right things I thought I should do. I reached success in these certain areas of my life, whether that's like I bought the house or I got married or I have this job with this title or this office or I have the car. And I'm still not quite fulfilled, happy, content, satisfied. And you know, when people come to work with you and they're kind of looking for what you like to call like the missing piece. And for those of you out there listening, maybe you can resonate with this, right? Like, I feel like I have all these things, maybe some things are going pretty well, but I still feel like something's missing. Where do you begin with people on that process of self-inquiry, self-discovery, like on this quest of kind of figuring out what that missing piece is? And
that's a great question. So when people come in, of course, they're coming in at all different levels, but the missing piece is really like you're doing stuff and some people are really good. Like, you know, you could be very successful, but you're not nailing it, you know? And I say, oh, you got a case of the supposed to's. So what you were explaining, if you were to come to me and said what you just said, I said, oh, got a case of the supposed to's, huh? And they go, what is that? I go, it's supposed to. I'm supposed to get married. I'm supposed to have a house. I'm supposed to, by 26, know what I'm doing. That was my belief that at 26, if I didn't have it all together, screw it, I've just lost my life, you know? And I'm going to tell you, that's why I love the Okinawan karate, because at 70 is when you actually might be able to start learning something. It's so conditional. And we don't even realize that we fell into these traps. I was going pre-med, and I know people that went, they made it through there, right? I'm a doctor. And then they realized, I don't want to be a doctor. But then I just spent all this money, and I still owe a lot of money. And how can I tell people I don't want to be a doctor? You see, you get stuck into this trap, and then you feel guilty, right? Guilty. I love guilt, right? Guilt, shame, blame.
And I think a lot of people, too, feel guilty that, well, I do have it all, maybe by the outside perspective. But I'm not happy, and that I feel guilty that I'm not happy with what I have. I should just be grateful for what I have, my okay job, my okay relationship. Gratitude is important. And I think so much of this wanting to feel like kind of successful on the inside, happy, fulfilled, content, whatever it is feeling worthy. And worthiness is like kind of like, can I let go of the guilt?
I think as a guide, let's call us guides, right? Instead of teachers, let's call it guides, is that our own vulnerability, no judgment. So you're free to be this, because without judgment, there's no guilt. There's no shame. It's judgment that starts the whole process, right? I used to have people like, you can't do that, Joyce, because you have to be the teacher. I said, bullshit. I said, I cry in front of my people. I mean, they have to know you're a freaking human being. And I'm as vulnerable as you are. So, and I think that helps people. Because, you know, if we're in this position, we're allowed to be vulnerable, then you are too. And so being vulnerable about our life, because, yeah, have I had successes? Yeah, I have. Have I had some really horrible shit happen to me? Oh, yes, I have. And so when we can actually share that, you know, so if your audience wants to know, you know, the worst thing that ever happened to me in my life, I mean, I've had some pretty bad things, but going bankrupt, I had to do that. It was a divorce. It was a bad thing. And to have to face that, I did everything I could not to. Until my son said, Mom, this is ridiculous. It's a business thing. Just get over it. And I'm like, it was something that went to my soul. And that's when starts that soul searching. So if you say, how do you work with people when they first start? You know, it's really, humans have emotions. And I really am big on emotional intelligence. You know, it's like people are in the IQ, but it's really your emotions, because if we try to block them, which most people try to do with like drugs, alcohol, other things, not seeing as bad, but if we're trying to block them, is that we really need to see them. You know, it's like people, I want to open up my heart. Well, you realize when you open up your heart and get every emotion, you get every emotion. You get every emotion.
Right. Like we can't selectively numb, meaning sometimes we try to numb the bad, but if we numb the quote unquote bad feelings, then we numb the good feelings. And I think not even labeling feelings good or bad. It's allowing ourselves to experience the human spectrum of all the feelings and all the emotions. And how do we, when we're going through that, be aware of like, what are the stories we're telling ourselves about ourselves?
Not responding, not reacting. So most people react instead of like, you know, instead of reacting to it, why don't we respond to that? Because normally, you know, when I see people get triggered, you know, people get triggered. When you trigger me, I always just say, thank you. Because that really triggered me. That means there's something inside of me that I really need to look at. So that's where, so if you say, what do you start with? What are your triggers? Okay. If you don't have them, trust me, I'm someone who could trigger your ass.
Yeah. And we all have it. I heard a term that I really loved, which was like, instead of saying I'm triggered, it's like I'm activated. It was a different way of thinking about it. And it takes someone with a growth mindset to say, oh, what is this showing me? Because I think we live in a world where it's like, you did this, you did that, you made me feel blah, 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 blah. But it's like, well, why does someone being late drive me bonkers? You know, going back to this, like, really helping people cultivate this stronger sense of self and self-awareness of like what that missing piece is. I think for a lot of people, it is that self-awareness.
And it's interesting because maybe this is one of those nuggets, but sometimes it's just the way we speak. We trigger, right? It's like, you know, you did this to me. And, you know, if you could feel like, oh, you know, more than when you said that, you really pissed me off, right? And so where do you go? You go to defense move, right? I mean, we're saying the same thing in a different way, going like, you know, when you said that, I really felt this way. So I don't have any blame for you. I'm not putting it on you, but I'm like, all right, right now I'm feeling this. Because people come to me with relationship issues and stuff like that. Okay, how are you speaking to each other? How are you speaking to your kids? It's incredible. But if, you know, just those little tweaks, you know, it's like the word don't, you know, it's like crazy things. Don't. The brain does not register not. And most people don't know that.
Yeah. And I think it's really interesting being aware of our language and how important that is. And Brené Brown has a great phrase that she uses when like you're activated is the story I'm telling myself is. Because you're owning that I'm making up a story. Then like we build up all this energy and resentment. We're holding on to these things and we have grudges. And what did I need that I didn't get? I think that like that, again, doing that self-reflection and the inner work. What are some of the tools that you use with people or some of the things that you do and how you support people in navigating that journey towards self-love, self-acceptance, self-appreciation?
Yeah. Some of it comes with awareness because you'd be surprised when you start that people aren't even aware of it. You know, people call self-love, well, okay, I got to get that, but they have no idea what it is. So how are you going to find something that you don't know? If you've never had joy in your life to go find joy, you go, great, sure, but how the hell do I get there? So I think some of it comes with like, you know, self-love really has like five aspects to it. There's self-acceptance, there's self-worth, there's self-esteem, there's compassionate heart. It's about that, but it's about, you know, when you say about you owning you, boundaries are huge. You know how many people don't have boundaries or think having a boundary is not a good thing? Or what the hell is a boundary? Because a lot of us did grow up without boundaries. So who is going to teach you these things? But boundaries are based on your values. Do you know what your values are? So I do spend time on that because, you know, people, I don't know how to make a decision. I need help. My job is to make you independent, right? So how are you going to know this? Well, if I know my major values are this, this, and that, I know that if I take a job, if they have to meet these value criteria. Because if they don't, I'm going to be effing miserable no matter how much money I make or anything else. If I've been in a relationship, I go, is this relationship for me? Does it meet that value criteria? Well, hell no, but they got like 3 out of 5. Well, guess what? Those 2 out of 5 are going to come to bite you in the ass sooner or later, right? And it's not that they have to meet 100%, but if they're totally on another end, and we do have, but your values set your boundaries.
Yeah. Yeah. And like you said, you know, knowing what your values are really help you make better decisions. These are the things that I value. Is this in alignment with that? And having the courage to say yes or the courage to say no. And sometimes no is a lot harder than yes. it sounds so almost cliche, easy. Really saying yes to yourself is one of, I think, the hardest lessons that I've had to learn. Saying yes to myself when it meant disappointing somebody else, letting someone else down, not giving someone else what I thought that they wanted, like devastating. So this idea of like, well, what does it really mean to say yes to your yes, to say yes to yourself and what it is that you really want? It means that you also have to like know who you are, know what you want, and have the courage to say no to the things that aren't in alignment with that. That's the fucking work right there.
That is work. And that is the point. But it starts there, right? But it's really hard without those values. It is really hard even to have a relationship. Like, I would like to know if I'm in a relationship with you, that boundary for you is like, don't be late. I mean, like, so if I really respect you, I go, oh yeah, okay, I'm going to really be on time because that really is important to her. So, and it's not that I'm going to compromise myself. We're communicating your stuff. So the whole idea of this no, so when you say, what is it about saying yes to yourself? Because I don't know why I have this gift. I could actually see people like who they really are internally, right? So I look at it going like, why don't you want to see this? It is so freaking awesome. You are unique, like a snowflake. Like, why wouldn't you want to put that out there? Well, you know, all this fearing bullshit is there. And I call it bullshit because it is, right? When you say yes to yourself, you usually have to say no to a lot of other things and a lot of other people. And to stay with those value systems, sometimes it looks so good. You know, people say, oh, you do this. I was in a really financial place, right? That I really was, I don't want to say desperate, but yeah, could use some money. Okay. And got through and I wasn't used to it. And I went back to an old boy. He offered me a job for $250,000 a year. And this was like 15 years ago. You know, so it's like, well, Joyce, just do this for a year. Like, what's your problem? And I went like, okay, I really appreciated the offer and everything. I went home. I was sick to my stomach. I was nauseous. And it wasn't because I was afraid I couldn't do the job. No, it was like, this is not your path. This is not where you need to go. And I actually turned it down. Now, most people go, that was crazy ass thing to do. Like, just do it for a year, take the money and then fit. No, it was against my principles. It was against what I wanted. And you know what? I can do this another way. Why don't I do it in the way? If I'm really supposed to be doing this and this is my purpose, then I have to trust. How could you trust me? Why would you trust to work with me if I don't trust my own work?
You know, you said something that I think is really important for people to hear is so often we make decisions from our mind and our kind of like logical, rational brain. And our bodies have so much wisdom and we are so much more intuitive than we give ourselves credit for, of like in a relationship or a job and sick to your stomach or it doesn't feel right. Like, if it doesn't feel right, listen, you know, we all are so much more, again, intuitive. And I think helping people kind of get unstuck in where they are and helping them see just a new realm of reality.
I do this thing called immersions, or private immersions, and I'm with you 24/7. So I'm going to take you to that 9 and 10. Of course, it's not for everybody. I do a lot of interviews before you get to this point, but it's that trust issue. But if you, and I know you do that too, right? It's to take people because they trust you. And they'll go, hell, but when they get there, it's because I believe humans need to experience. They either experience by watching others or being there to see that, yes, another human could do that. And so having that experience yourself, you go like, I experienced that. You know, it's even with energy stuff. We're like, if you did it yourself, you go like, well, I know it's crazy. My head is telling me that didn't happen, but I just did it, you know? It's like, you know, I'm sure you've done a firewalk, if you've ever done a firewalk, right? And went to the bank, right? And I went like, what'd you do this way? I said, did a freaking firewalk. And it goes, you know, that's bullshit, right? Like, it's a farce. I just like, I did it. I made the fire. It was freaking hot. I walked across it. No, you didn't. I actually looked at him. He goes, no, you didn't, because that can't be done. And I'll never forget that conversation because it was like, wow. You know, if I bought into this person and their belief system, I would start to question that I actually didn't do this twice, right? So if you could do this, that experience alone allows you to go like, what other experiences have I not had? Like, I'm on this life to live it, right? It's an adventure. You know, you bring up so many things about this self-trust. Trust is one of the biggest issues that everyone has. You know, it's trust. Forget about trusting other people. You can't do that if you don't trust yourself. And it's about emotions. So that's why this, when you talk about trust and emotions, trust your freaking emotions. They're just signals to tell you like either something's off or something's good.
100%. And it's like, can we listen to it? And it's so important for people who are listening right now to pay attention. There's a quote that says something like, we don't get what we do, we get what we believe. If working more, longer, and harder got people epic results, janitors would be making $1 million. You know, you think about the people that work long hours, that work hard, or teacher, you know, whatever. It's like people that work long, they work hard, they work more, they work overtime, whatever. And so versus like we get what we believe. And how important, like, what is it that we believe about ourselves? And what is it that we believe is possible? Because if I only believe that what is possible is a life at about a 5, that is what I'm going to get. The world is a giant funhouse mirror, and it is reflecting back to us what we believe at our deepest level. This is what I deserve. I deserve this much money. I deserve this good of a relationship. I deserve, you know, and that's why I bring it back to like that worthiness. It's like you are worthy of the life that you desire. And how important, you know, when we think about neuroplasticity and neurolinguistic programming, and like, it's not just having one affirmation one time, one day. It's like going to the gym and working out once and expecting to like have a 6-pack, right? It's like, we have to believe that it's possible to have the type of life that we want, to be the type of person that we want. Your world right now, your life right now, is a direct result of what it is that you believe. I think that that's one of the hardest things for people to really get. It's like, well, if I only know this, if I've only taken showers my whole life, and I've never had a bath, I don't even know what that would feel like. Or it's like, you know, I've only seen snow and I have no idea what a beach would feel like. It's like, you can paint that picture, but it's like really expanding people's, I think that that's what we do too, is as coaches and mentors and guides, is like helping people see what's possible and like loving people into who they want to become and who they already are.
They are that. That's the point. They are that. They just have been told that they can't do that by themselves, or they told that that's not correct, if that's not right. I mean, how many people broke up with parents and said, don't do that? Like, no, don't, no, we don't do that here. And the kids go, like, yeah, I do this. You know, it's like, I do this, yeah. You know?
You can play when all the work is done. And why don't adults play anymore? Because their to-do list is never done.
Don't tell me about that. Because I, you know what I did for one time? I just took people to a playground. And I'll never forget that. I go like, why are we here? I said, okay, there's the swings and you're going to play. And I had people like really almost pissed off. Like, I'm paying you to take me to a park. And like, yeah, you guys forgot how to play. And wow, was that a breakthrough for people? You know, some of the things I ask people is like, you know, this is a starting point. At the age of 3 or 4, if you can remember that, how did you play when you were by yourself? Because if you go back there and you could remember, I guarantee you that people want to know their purpose. I guarantee when you were a kid doing your thing, you did exactly what you want to do in life, right? I mean, and I have people say like, I never played. So we, you know, when you said before in the beginning, where do you start? Oh, that's a great place to start because that shows a lot. But, you know, it's like, I could tell you how I played as a kid and I worked, I'm doing all that. I'm still playing.
And I'm sure
you too, right? You were a little adventure crazy person.
It's so true. As we wrap for today, I'm curious, you know, when you think about really, again, coming back around, helping people own their magic, own who they are, what final thoughts would you want to leave people with today as they're on their journey? And where can people find you and learn more about you and your work and what you're up to in the world?
Okay. Anything that's stopping you from going inside and looking at you and looking at the beauty of you is really worth looking at, because you are unique, you are precious, and you have a gift. Everyone has a mastery. Every single one of us has it. It's different than anybody else's, and finding yours is definitely worth the journey. Because, you know, I'm like, be 100% you, loving it every day and getting up. It's great to be me. That's my message.
I love it. It's great to be me.
It's great to be me.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And so you can find me. It's my name, Joyce at joycestech.com, J-O-Y-C-E at J-O-Y-C-E-S-T-E-C-H.com. And I got freebies in there. You could play in there. You can find out what I'm doing. And there's always something happening on there. So feel free to go there and play. It broadens your life, right?
Yeah. And it helps us connect to ourselves, like you said.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for being here today, for sharing your heart, your love, your energy, your passion, your medicine with everybody today. And in the words of famous Dr. Seuss, great philosopher, today you are you. That is truer than true. There is no one alive that is youer than you. So our invitation for you today is to be the youest you could possibly be, and own it like a boss. Thank you so much for tuning into the Marley Williams podcast this week. If you love this, if you liked it, if it resonated with you, would love for you to rate, review, subscribe, share it with a friend. Let's spread the love and reach more people. All right, everybody, until next time. We'll see you next week. Take care. Peace. Thank you for joining us on another inspiring episode of the Marley Williams podcast. We hope you're leaving here with renewed energy and valuable insights to fuel your leadership, coaching, and speaking endeavors. I'd love to invite you to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast to help us reach more aspiring leaders and speakers like you. We have more exciting episodes and remarkable guests lined up, so make sure to tune in next time. Until then, keep leading with purpose, coaching with heart, and speaking with conviction. This is Marley Williams signing off. See you next week.